Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. I pray that you are having a happy, happy, blessed, blessed, fabulous, fabulous Wednesday on this week. You know, I didn't realize how quickly the time is going from my understanding, and I know it's correct, but I'm still in shock. Thanksgiving is next week. This year is just about finished. My God, it seems like we were just getting ready for last year's holy day season, you know. But here we are again, with time being accelerated, amen, the days being shortened for the sake of God's elect. Listen, I'm so happy you could be here with me tonight. It is my privilege, honor, and blessing to be here with you to share the Word of God. Listen, anytime that we can get in the Word and presence and atmosphere of glory of the living God, it's a wonderful thing. And guess what? You don't have to be in the church house to do that. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that we are to walk in the Spirit. That means everywhere you go and how you live, in your conversations, in your thinking. Amen. We are to be like Donald Lawrence said, Lord, let me be spiritual. Now, what I want to make clear about that is you can be spiritually incorrect. Amen. People who practice darkness are spiritual. Come on here. But when he wrote that song, he was saying, I want to bring forth the things of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit of the Lord, the attributes of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it's a wonderful thing whenever we can break bread together and just think on his goodness and be in his presence and hear what he has to say, and watch watch him move and witness him in action. My glory to God. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Again, I'm so happy that you could be with me here tonight on Let's Talk About Love. By way of announcement, we will be embarking on 31 days of prayer starting December the 1st. That'll be in just another week and a half. Amen. I'm still amazed at how the time is flying, but to God be the glory. December 1st through the 31st, we're going to be on the air nightly as the Holy Spirit has instructed for us to do, to come before the throne of God, laying everything that's on his kingdom agenda as he will download to us on the altar of the living God. Amen. For us to, amen, just prepare. Hallelujah, for what God wants to do in our lives, that he would cleanse us and wash us and purge us and prune us and prep us. Come on here. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for God to do something greater in me. Hallelujah. Shande behe. I said, I need him to do something bigger. Oh, God. Oh, and better in me. And I don't have to be on nobody's stage for him to be seen. I want him one-on-one. Is that all right? I want more of God. Hallelujah. And if that's your cry tonight, I dare you to get with me in prayer December 1st through the 31st. Hallelujah. If you can't be on the air at the 6:30 to 7 o'clock time, amen, you can go back and archive it. It will be posted, like usual, on the Facebook page. Amen. And also, you can just join me in your own prayer time for those 31 days. Amen. And I'll be giving more details about that for the remnant rollers. Those of you who would like to consecrate and fast with me, we can fast together. Listen, it's a serious time. And it always has been, but we're getting closer to the return of our precious King. Amen. And we have to be ready. There's too much on the plate. Oh, my family, the Asha. There's too much, hallelujah, that has to be dealt with. Own. in and of ourselves on our own. We can't do that. We're not supposed to do that. God did not design for us to do that. He gave us His Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's by the effectual, what, fervent prayers of the righteous that much shanda baba, much is accomplished. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man does what? Avail much. Oh God, the heavens of God are opened up. Hallelujah. So that miracles, yanamansai, can be released. Oh, the manifestation of God's power, like never before, shall be made manifested in signs and wonders. Hallelujah, in this last hour like never before. And you have been called and chosen to be a part of His great end time move. Amen. We don't want to miss God. Amen. And we're not going to by His grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, I would like to, by way of announcement, just ask that you continue to lift Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries up in your prayers, that we are going to be embarking on another radio outreach program. Those of you that have been keeping abreast and keeping tabs of what's been going on, there's a made whole, amen, assignment that the Lord has given. Amen. Some of you have been part of the Food Works Challenge, Made Whole Food Works Challenge, and Made Whole Water Works Challenge. Amen. Well, Made Whole is going forth, amen, in Jesus' name, with the radio program where we're going to have different guests that are experts in their own right to discuss different health and wellness issues. Amen. We are focusing on the mind, the soul, the body, and the spirit, the whole man, amen, so that we can just have the resources and tips and tools that we need to strengthen us, amen, in our living here in the earth, but in a consecrated lifestyle. The strength of consecration is something else, you hear me? The Bible lets us know that when, oh God, in the book of Zechariah, Joshua went to present himself before the throne of God, and his garments were dirty. But God, hallelujah, saw that the devil came to withstand him. Don't you know that even in your consecration, you're trying to live clean for God? Hallelujah. And we're not just talking about eating a certain food, but that's very vital. The book of Daniel speaks to us about that. Amen. How the boys did not eat of the king's meat. Hallelujah. You can eat, listen, raw food till Jesus comes. If your heart ain't right, you're in trouble. Amen. So we want to deal with all of the issues. But my point is, the power of consecration is something else. Because God honored Joshua and gave him clean garments because his heart was right before God. Listen, whatever we do, we want to do that unto the Lord. So anyway, being on the lookout for that, you are welcome to participate, share, listen, post articles, some tips, you know. Dealing with, we're going to be talking about so many different things, mental illness, hormones, male reproduction, and marriage. I mean, you name it, anything that has to do with our wholeness. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord told us, He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." Amen. So just be in prayer with us about that. We're looking for God to touch His people in a mighty way. Turn with me to the book of Joel, chapter 2, and I'm going to try to read real quickly. I thank God for your prayers. Y'all just come on and pray me through. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me, Joel 2. We're going to start at verse 1, and then we're going to jump over to verse 12. So we're going to read verse 1 first and then jump over to verse 12. "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion." Now watch that. The Lord didn't say play with the trumpet. He didn't say, come on, I'm trying to figure out how to play it. He said, blow it. Put your mouth, my God, to the trumpet. Reach deep down in your belly and release the sound of God. Woo, that can only come from the Holy Ghost. Y'all praying with me tonight? Woo, hallelujah. He said, blow it in Zion. I need my people to hear the sound. Hallelujah. Blow you the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm, he says. Woo, Shanda. Oh, God. He's telling the prophet, I need a sound to be released among my children. Yeah, blow the trumpet in Zion, you blow it. Mm-hmm. And sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Oh, we got some business that got to be taken care of quickly. Hallelujah. It's not a playing time, but a praying time. Yeah, yeah. For the day of the Lord cometh. For it is nigh, yeah, it's close at hand. You can sit there and play patty cake with the devil all you want. God, please help me through here. Time is running out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 12. Therefore also now, saith the Lord. Now, see, now before we get down there, and I used to get a little upset sometimes when I would go to service and the preacher would skip over verses. I'm like, well, what about that part? For the sake of time, I am skipping. But I want you to understand that God is pronouncing judgment from verses 2 through 11. He said, listen, there's going to be some trouble because of sin, because of apostasy. Yeah. There's going to be judgment. But look at what he's saying to his church. Listen to what he said. He said, therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. Woo-hoo! Turn to me with all of your heart. And with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. This is not some cosmetic party here. He said, I need you to give me all of you. I need all of your heart. I want you to turn your plate down, and I want you to let me touch your heart in the deep place where I desire truth under the bow, according to Psalm 51. Let me get in you. I need you in front of me, laying prostrate, naked and unashamed, exposed and everything, because you can't hide from him no way. Glory to God. Yeah, I want you to fast. And you know what happened when you fast? All of that residue and all of that cosmetic covering is removed. It's shed. The real you going to come out, baby. What's in you is going to be exposed and uncovered. Hallelujah. So we don't fast just to look deep and feel deep and have a more power. Listen, you don't want nothing you can't handle. And you don't want nothing that you're going to misuse and get yourself killed with. Hallelujah. Shaka baban sataba. Glory to God. We want to fast so that we can seek God and be available to the Holy Ghost without outside interferences of the flesh, the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We want to give God all of us. And in that process, the real you is going to show up. Hallelujah. God is going to show you what needs to be burnt up by the fire of the Holy Ghost. All right? Amen. So he says this. He said, now listen. Turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. If you looked in the land, I wish you could just get a view from your heavenly seat. You know that? Your seat was Christ in heavenly places, and look down. My God, my God. Yeah, I know the prophets are mourning. There are some intercessors that are in the prayer closet right now, crying their eyes out. Oh, God, I love you. Before the Lord, because of the grief, the grief that has been caused to our great God and to his Holy Ghost. The murder, the killing, the robbing, the sex trafficking, the abortions, the divorces 100 times and over. Come on up and hear tonight. Corruption in the church, the great falling away, the apostasy. All the what would have been called conspiracy theories. Oh, my God. Blood guiltiness running, roaming, and stomping through the land. Yeah, he said, I want you to mourn about that. Mm-hmm. And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Woo, isn't he wonderful? Didn't that happen in the book of Jonah? When the animals even, the king and the people, and even the animals, my God, turned to fasting and prayer with sackcloth and ashes. And God changed his mind about destroying the city of Nineveh. Lord, have mercy. God is trying to reason with us tonight. America, if you would just, it goes right back to 2 Chronicles 7:12-14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I'll heal the land and forgive their sins. He wants to reason with us. Don't you know he has every right to wipe us out of here? Don't you know that he has every right to say, forget it? I don't care who's ready. I don't care who's not ready. Ready or not, son, go and get my. Look at my church. But he's merciful. Look at these words. Look at these words here, church. Look at what he said. He is what? He is, oh, he's merciful. He's gracious, slow to anger, with a great kindness. Oh, God, he repented him of the evil. He, in other words, he don't want to destroy my God. But if he has to, he will. You're not dealing with no punk God. Please understand that. We're not dealing with shit kind of babokos. With a God that's slow and ignorant in any way, shape, form, or fashion. He's not slack concerning anything, especially not his word. Anybody in their right mind would want to take on the offer to come sit at the table and reason together with the Lord. Look at what it says. Who knows if he will return and repent and change, in other words, change his mind and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. He says it again to the prophet. Change this high affair. Call a solemn assembly. Look at this. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast, even the babies. Come on here. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Y'all going to stop y'all business as usual? Y'all going to have to cut out your plans. I know you plan to go to Tahiti for vacation. Cancel it. Because it's a 911 in the atmosphere, and the needs of our God and of his kingdom must and shall be met. In Jesus' name, it will. Look at what he said. Now, please understand it. Please understand it. Y'all praying with me, right? Please understand it. When God says, when he says this, I want you to do this. I want you to gather the people together. He's not asking. He's commanding. Hallelujah. And with or without your cooperation, he will get results. I want you to understand that tonight. Are y'all here tonight? Amen. Look at that. Verse 17, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. They got to be a crying out. And give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Lord, don't let the enemy triumph over your people. It's already bad enough the world is laughing at the church. Or the misrepresentation of the real church. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Lord, you don't want that type of reputation, do you, Father? No, you know, no. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people? I wish y'all would get happy with me tonight. Oh, my God. Then will the Lord cry out. As we come before his presence with seriousness, come on here. He's going to be jealous for his land. Then we're going to see him move. He's going to have mercy and pity on his people. Look at what else he's going to do. Yeah, and the Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I'm going to send you corn. Lord, have mercy. That corn, my God, is a blessing from the Lord. I'm going to send you strength. I'm going to send you supernatural refreshing. My glory to God tonight. Would you look at this? I'm going to send you wine. new wine, new wine. Lord Jesus, you think you was under the anointing before. You ain't seen nothing, baby, after you repent. Lord, I wish I could, oh God, I wish I could really, you think you was preaching before. You think you were working in your spiritual anointing against before. You think you loved Jesus before. You ain't seen nothing until you repent, until you get in a place where you can lay out before him. Cry out, weep, mourn, repent. Let him clean you up. Yes, confess your sin. And what you think you are, it's still your cup to overflowing with a double portion. How did the most he going to do it? I said, he going to do it. He going to do it. He said, I'm going to send you corn and wine and oil. And you shall be satisfied with your finances. Woo! About to be overturned. I know many of you have been saying, Lord, I see the vision. I see what you've been telling me to do. But it's going to take, it's going to take, it's going to take. Listen, he already answered that. Would you get in the closet, please, ma'am, please, sir? Would you get on your face? Would you sanctify a fast? Listen, if it's just you and your dog and your cat, sanctify fast, rabba bokosha daba, shut it down. Listen, this is it. This is our. This is your time. This is your appointed due season for you to get around. Get all that God has for you. Don't you wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't delay. Go after God. Yeah. Chase him. He likes that. He likes to be pressed after, pressed toward. Rabakan. Yeah. You know what? He likes when there's pressure. Rekiyaman. There's obstacles. When there's a little trouble, he likes that. He likes to see his child persevere. Lord, I feel God tonight. He likes to see when his beloved darlings endure hardship for his sake. He likes when they take after Esther and they say, listen here, I don't, baby, say what you want to say, do what you're going to do, but if I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see my king. He loves it, he loves it. When his children cry out and say, listen, give me Jesus, or give me death. Rabakushma. Because of the action from the body, it'll be present with him anyway. So I can suka mahai, Lord, listen here. Allah shampan fanta, whatever. Do it. I shall not be afraid of the terror. Y'all don't want to talk, don't talk. Where's the judge? This is it. This is our hour. Jesus said these words. He repeated it. Come on here, over in the book of Acts. In Acts 2 and 17. Well, let's look at it here first. Let's go down. The Lord said, he's going to get formed and ladder. That's going to be busting when we get to the altar, when we shut in the closet, when we get down to business. Oh, my God. Listen to what he said. In these last days, with a part of my spirit upon all flesh. Lord, have mercy. In verse 28, he says it. Look at it. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit. I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my spirit. Oh, God, don't you see little babies preaching? Don't you see little babies prophesying and laying hands? Haven't you been to the supermarket? And God has sent a servant of the Most High God up to you to speak into your life, to prophesy, to give you instruction, straight and hot off the press from the throne room. I said, he's doing it right now. Yeah, the very same one that you might call a bum got a word in his mouth from the Lord. adversaries. Yes, Jesus. He said, I'm going to do it. You ain't got to worry about it. I just need my church to realize that the time is clicking. Tick, tick, tock, tick, tock. Time is ticking away. And this is it. This is that hour that I spoke about. Life of signs and wonders and miracles and blessings shall follow you if you believe. I'm going to confirm what you say, servant of the Most High God. Thus saith the Lord to you tonight. Just speak my word and watch me confirm it with signs and wonders. Oh, my Shanda. You go ahead forth and do what I told you to do. This is it. Don't let no devil come and tell you. Did God really say, don't be like Mama Eve now? Don't you let your flesh cause you to be enticed by the devil's candy and fool's gold. That's why you got to fast. I know. I can hear some of y'all right now. Well, I pray. And let me read. I can't just fast. Listen to me here tonight. If the Holy Ghost, and when the Holy Ghost has told you over and over again, I need you to change your diet. XYZ is off the list. I know he's talking to somebody tonight. He been telling you for the longest. You ain't the only one with your toe get mashed. Certain food items you ain't supposed to eat no more. Until and unless God says it's all right. And he trying to prepare. Oh, God. He trying to enlarge you. He trying to get you ready for the right now moment. Won't you just yield? Won't you just yield? Won't you just surrender? Won't you just say yes, God? Won't you just give him another yes? This is it. Peter preached that on the day of Pentecost. He said, y'all saying that we drunk up in here. But this ain't the wine you think about. Rabbi Boshma, that's in Acts 2. He said, but this is that which the Lord promised through the prophet Joel in the last days. This is it, baby. These are the last days. It's right now. Listen, in honor of Apostle R.D. Hinton, who I thank our God for his life, legacy, and great ministry and apostleship. He would say, I did double dog dare you. Oh, God, to get in a place. I dare you. You hear me tonight? God is challenging you to get in his face. He wants you to come. He wants to know how bad you want it. Because this is it. This is it. This is the hour. Who's to say that you won't have this opportunity again? While he's calling, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't be stubborn now. Come on. Go ahead. What you waiting for? A slice of pizza. Come on here. It's not worth your destiny. You can do it. Rakoba. Father, I speak and loose a double portion anointing for strength and conviction and commitment to prayer and fasting over this precious people, Reba Kashma, that as we leave this year and enter the new year, we're going to be prepared with fire, by fire, through fire, and in fire. Father, we're not afraid. We're not afraid. We know that testing trials must come, but we know you're raising up warriors, God. And we know that you've called us to be a mighty portion of your army. Bless us indeed, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, and we shall be kept. We love you and honor you for your word that shields forever in our hearts. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time. It's my time. I'm so glad you could be here with me tonight. Please do remember to keep us in prayer, and I will see you here again, if it be the Lord's will, same time, same place, talking about love. In Jesus' name, I love you guys. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.